We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking today with Pottawatomie County Schools. We have Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter, Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan, and we're talking during the break here about just all the activities going on. And it's kind of just a whirlwind here as the fall sports season winds down and we get into winter.
Yeah, it's a very it's kind of a quiet time at the high school, actually, other than the musical. But just to recap some of the fall activities, our football team did qualify for playoffs, but lost a hard-fought game at Perry in that week 9, that last Friday of October, or I guess it was November 1st, actually, this year. And our volleyball team, they traveled to Andale and played hard, but did not advance out of sub-state. But I really want to throw some shout-outs to our girls' golf team. This is just the fourth year for girls golf at Wamego High School, and they've each year gotten a little better and really had a good season last year and came in with high hopes this year, and they won their regional by a record score, I believe, and then participated in state at Heston and took runner-up at state, and they really did a fantastic job. It was a couple of those really cold days. I know day one was brutal, and the wind was howling, but that's now a two-day tournament. I believe this is the first year for that, and boys will be the same in the spring. Coach Kitch and those young ladies did a phenomenal job and took runner-up. And then we host the 1A classes, 1A, 2A, and 4A state cross-country meet every year. Typically, it's right at the end of October, but again, this year the calendars rolled a little bit, and it was November 2nd. And it's just a phenomenal day. There's nearly 1,000 runners out there, and it's a really big event in Wamego. Well over 100 volunteers help make that happen. And Coach Patton, we talked about this, I think, last month, that we named our track after Coach Patton just for the phenomenal career he's had. And after that, he didn't take any time off and getting another state runner-up for boys cross country. They had a great year, and they are incredibly young. They don't have a single senior boy runner. I think four of the runners that ran it on state were freshmen, but they had, I believe, four freshmen, a sophomore, two, and a couple juniors. They had one medalist on that team. That was Jacob White. They were all placed really, really bunched together, which is a good thing in cross country. And Jacob White was a medalist, but the team, all of the team, did a fantastic job and a really bright future for them. As, like I said, of the seven runners, they were freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. But we also had two female runners run, and Adeline Fulmer was a medalist at 14th place. So congratulations to all of those individuals, and again to Coach Patton for just adding another state trophy to his long list of state accomplishments and track and field cross country accomplishments.
Yeah, what a nice accomplishment that is. And of course, it's just a long list of accomplishments for him. What about over Rock Creek?
Rock Creek, we ended our volleyball season sub-state runner-up, beat a number 3 seed and a number 2 seed to get to that final game. And Coach Terry Schmidt and his girls did us very, very proud at that tournament by moving as far as they did. They lost in two games to Silver Lake, who's league rival all the way through for many years back, and two close games there. But just a big shout out to the volleyball team for their progress this year. And then also our girls cross country qualified as a team to go to state. I believe they placed 7th. We did have one medalist, Sierra Sines, and this first cross country medalist, I believe, for Rock Creek and the history of the school. So that was outstanding. And congratulations to Coach Jody Miller on that accomplishment. Other than that, we wrapped up football season with 3 wins, which is 3 more than what we had a year ago, and we were in almost every game. Kids played very, very hard. We are currently on buffer week, like Tim had mentioned earlier, but junior high sports are rolling right along. We're about mid-season for girls basketball. We're mid-season for boys wrestling. Other activities going on. We had a group of FFA officers attend their national conference in Indianapolis last week. We have our Future Business Leaders of America attending their national conference out in Denver this Thursday through Sunday. So there's really not a lot of downtime there.
How big is FFA at Rock Creek?
FFA at Rock Creek is huge. Yeah. Actual membership, I can't tell you the numbers. I do know our classes are very large out there. A ton of interest in FFA. Lots of success. We've had kids that have placed high as far as state champions at the state level and also placed at the national level in competitions. We've had students that have held state offices. So it's very, very important to the Rock Creek community.
Oh, awesome. Good to hear. All good news. And, of course, we transition, as you mentioned, Buffer Week. Winter sports season will start and other activities will start, at the end of November or will it be early December?
Well, practice for the winter sports will start this coming Monday okay. for our high school sports. And like Kevin said, our middle school teams are – this is a really busy time for boys wrestling and girls basketball. We do the split season, so girls in the fall and boys wrestling, and then winter is boys basketball. So they pack a lot of games in about 8-9 weeks of time, and that's usually a lot of weeks. That's 2 or 3 games or 2 or 3 activities a week. But the other thing, the wrestling and basketball at the high school will start practice. Will start Monday. Our first game, I believe, is around December 5th or 6th.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah. But another event that I just want to highlight is our musical. This is a good time to allow our students to showcase their fine arts abilities. And we have a great musical plan for this Friday and Saturday. There is a dinner theater from... The dinner is 5:30 to 7, and then the show will be at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday. Then next week, they will run the show again Friday night at 7:30, and then a matinee performance on Saturday at 2. But Mrs. Topliff has a great cast, a great group of students that are going to present Leader of the Pack. So if you want to hear some great 60s music and see a good show, that will take place at the Wamego High School Auditorium this weekend and next weekend.
And at Rock Creek, next Friday, Saturday, we do have our musical. On Saturday at 6 o'clock, there's a musical dinner prior to both performances. Friday and Saturday night are at 7 o'clock. And they're going to be performing the Addams Family. It's very popular right now, and come out and see the Rock Creek Mustang twist on the Addams Family.
Cool. That'll be a lot of fun to check both those out. So opportunities for entertainment. And then right after that, after Addams Family wraps up, we're right into Thanksgiving. When is the last day of school before Thanksgiving?
We go to school Monday and Tuesday of that Thanksgiving week. So Wednesday is a school holiday. And I believe everybody's looking forward to that. Hopefully we can hold on to some fall weather with this warming trend we're getting right now. I think Monday's weather is it's not time for that. We need, need a little more fall weather.
Yeah, we're on the same thing. We have school that Monday and Tuesday and then out Wednesday through Friday. District office will be open on Wednesday. But wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and let's hope that we don't have to extend the break like we did a year ago. We had that freak snowstorm come in Saturday of Thanksgiving last year. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to a milder winter.
All right. Well, we are too. We hope that it stays that way. Of course, it's Kansas, so you never know. But and any time that there are closings and cancellations, just as a reminder to the people, you get those out, and there's multiple ways for people to get that information now.
There is. Yeah, we of course contact you guys here at K-Man, and we reach out to other media services, but we have a school messenger program that we send out. We try and do the text messaging as much as possible and not ring phones at 5 o'clock in the morning, because some of our patrons would appreciate just that being a text, but we'll do text, phone calls, and emails, and of course then it's announced and it's on Facebook and our website.
We tend to, on our SWIFT messaging system through PowerSchool, we use a lot more text and emails. We tend to have a lot of issues with the number of times a phone rings, depending what service provider someone has, if they get the message or if they don't. So we use the text primarily, and then the emails back up, and then we notify local media, K-Man being one of those.
All right. Well, it works a lot smoother than it did like 10 years ago now, so I think everyone appreciates that. So.
They do, and I know Kevin and I communicate frequently, as we do with other area superintendents as well, and I think most people understand this, but we really do our very best to make the best decision in the safety interest of our students.
All right. Well, I'm sure everyone appreciates that. We appreciate you guys coming out here. I guess we'll talk to you again in about a month.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right. Kevin Logan, Tim Winter here from Pottawatomie County Schools. Stay tuned. We're going to preview the Kevin Coffey Memorial Blood Drive coming up next here on In Focus.